Charles's relationship with Parliament is begun in the reign of his father, James I. Charles is often portrayed as a prince bred in parliaments. This is something that was said after he became king by one of the members of the House of Commons. And it conveys the impression that he was comfortable with parliaments. But in fact, if one looks over his life, you can see that during his youth, either parliaments were not there at all because his father was trying to avoid them, or when they did exist, they were bodies, particularly the House of Commons, was a body with which the king was often engaged in a sort of competitive sense. Very often, I think, amongst scholars, we tend to see the accession of Charles in 1625 as the more important date, whereas I would argue that the accession of James in 1603 is the more important date. If you want to ask where do the origins of the crisis of parliaments of the early 17th century lie, do they lie in the accession of Charles in 1625, or have they deeper roots? I think the answer to that is, unequivocally, they have a deeper root. James regards parliaments, particularly the House of Commons, as being deliberately obstructive. He can't get what he wants from them. He can't get the union in 1604 and again in 1606-7. He can't get a financial settlement in 1610. Whenever he wants subsidies, he's either refused. I mean, James has refused subsidy in 1604 and again in 1610. And when he tries to get subsidy in 1614, he's told he has to surrender a part of his revenue, that revenue known as impositions. Otherwise, he won't get what he wants. And James is furious with this. That this crisis, this attitude, this idea that you should try to avoid parliaments rather than call them every so often, is one which begins under James. And if you look at the responses from other people at the same time, they realise that this is what's happened. They realise that the gaps, that they attach a great deal of importance to the gaps between parliaments. That this hadn't happened under Elizabeth, where there were often quite lengthy gaps. No one regarded Parliament as being under threat then, but they do under James. And so Charles sees these attitudes and I think had learned from them. He very much, I think, adopts views that James is articulating at the time, that the parliaments are becoming too popular, James uses the word, republicanising, that they don't know their place, that they think they're in charge. Certainly members of the House of Commons, certainly members of the House of Commons think they're in charge. And so I think you can certainly see Caroline attitudes originating in the reign of James I.